gonna start this week off with a nerd brief, so you are caught up with all the nerdy stuff that happened. This one, it's Monday, not a lot happened, so it shouldn't take long. We will start with Sideshow. They have an Iron Man versus Iron Monger art print from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is from the fight they had with the Iron Monger and Iron Man, you know, Obadiah Stane from the movie. Very limited. This is only going to be 200 made. It's going to be $285. It's on pre-order right now. Arrival date, they're saying anytime, starting in August through October. This is a really, really nice piece, limited to 200. It will be signed by Eddie Granoff, the artist. It comes framed. It's a 28 by 18 inch fine art Gickley. 100% cotton, acid free. The frame has got double matting with the wire hanger. Pretty much, you know, this is ready to go right out of the box, just hanging on the wall. I prefer the wire hangers over the other little claw hangers anyway. Beautiful piece, man. If you're into Iron Man, look that up. I'll have a link in the description. Another fine art print from Sideshow is from Walking Dead, My Brother's Keeper. This is limited even more. It's only 150 pieces. It'll be selling for $260 on pre-order right now. It will arrive before the end of the year. They're saying September to November of 2018. This piece has got Negan in the back, bigger than the rest of them, with Rick and Michonne back-to-back in front of him, fighting off a horde of zombies. This was officially licensed from AMC's Walking Dead. The artist is Brian Rood. He is signing this piece as well. It is 18 by 24 inch fine art print. Textured fine art watercolor paper. Hand signed by Brian Rood. Yeah, it's framed also with double mat, wire hanger. Beautiful piece. If you're into Walking Dead, this would be a great collection. Very limited, 150. Might pick this up myself. It's really nice. Okay, we're going to move on to Batman. Tom King, most of the comics in DC have been affected by Dark Knight's metal, it seems, except for Batman. Batman has kind of ignored that. Well, Tom King says going forward that you're going to see results of things that happened in Dark Knight's metal in the Batman title. He said that Batman metal kind of, he put it in the timeline between 49 and 50 of the Batman series. So if you remember right, 50 was the supposed wedding issue. So we will start seeing this the events of Dark Knight's metal start affecting the Batman title timeline as well, which is good. It was a great great storyline, and it should affect the whole DC universe. Last night was WWE's SummerSlam, the big pay-per-view event. If you watched it, you may have noticed there were a few comic book references in there. You had one of the wrestlers was wearing, Cedric Alexander was wearing a suit that was very reminiscent of Black Lightning. That was pretty cool. They the reference to Marvel titles was really, really cool. There was another one. Seth Rollins was wearing, his jacket was unmistakably Thanos inspired. So yeah, I mean, the Marvel comics, comics in general, are invading every part of entertainment. So if you watch SummerSlam and you didn't notice that, you might want to rewind it and watch it. Power Rangers. We have a new Power Ranger now. They revealed at the Power Morphicon a Solar Ranger. So this dude is the black and purple colored outfit. Looks really, really cool. The cover for Power Rangers 31 kind of has him on the cover if you pay attention. He will be front and center in issue 32. New Power Ranger, Solar Ranger. Not sure exactly what his powers are. They haven't explained a lot of it yet, but looking forward. I mean, they killed Tommy, so why not bring a new new Power Ranger, and also to help fight Lord Drakkon before he breaks the power grid. They have also revealed the identity, spoilers if you don't want to know, the identity of Dark Ranger. He's probably not who you thought. It's Heckle of Dino Charge and Dino Supercharge. He's going to premiere in the Power Rangers number 35 in January. That's one you're probably going to want to pick up. Anytime there's a new character, it usually is, if you're a collector, it's usually a good one to collect. First appearances are always good. Might even be one you'd want to get CGC'd. So yeah, Power Rangers is a good time to be Power Rangers fans. They're shaking up a lot of stuff. The Power Rangers comics are actually becoming collectible again. So start picking up Power Rangers, starting with number 30. If you already missed them killing off Tommy, but you can pick up all these first appearances. Not comic book related, but it's news anyway. Marilyn Manson had an onstage collapse during his recent tour stop in Houston. They're saying he didn't feel well and that it was kind of like the flu. Okay, we'll find out. But it's not the first time he's collapsed on stage. I'm not sure if he's just been sick a lot or what's going on, but take it for what it is. He's saying he was sick and not feeling well. He's on tour right now with Rob Zombie. He, I think, played four, maybe five songs in Houston and before he collapsed, and then Rob Zombie finished it off. Yeah, keep an eye on the news for Marilyn Manson to see if he really just has a bad case of the flu or if there's some other issue. Thor. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Thor comic book right now. This may have spoilers for issue number four. If you don't like spoilers, you might want to fast forward this part. Okay, Thor, as you know, Loki had to kill him so he could go to Valhalla and recruit the Valkyries to come down and help fight Malekith and Cinder in Hel so that Hela could still rule Hel. There's weird stuff going on, man, in Thor. You got this character, Carnilla, who is one of the Asgards, who's in love with Baldur, Baldur, I believe, is a half-brother of Thor. Very OP character. Dude is just almost nigh invulnerable unless you have a weapon made out of mistletoe wood. I don't know how many people have mistletoe wood weapons, but that's what he's vulnerable to. He's down in hell. They're trying to get him out. They figure the best way to do that is to have a wedding to unite the forces. Well, before they could do that, if let me go even farther back. Hela was dating Thanos. Yeah, who knew? He finds out about this wedding. He pops in, and he's not even upset that they're getting married. He just wants to go after the Infinity Stones again, and he came to break up with Hela so there would be nothing to tie him down. So he pops in, breaks up with her, kills a fire dog, and pops back out. Before Baldur was going to do his wedding vows with Hela, Carnilla, who was in love with Hela, or Carnilla, who was in love with Baldur, knew that Hela would end up killing Baldur so she could have complete rule over Hel. So Carnilla stepped in and ended up marrying Hela. So you got Hela and Carnilla, the two very strong females there, getting married in Hel to help unite the forces. Yeah, Carnilla is Queen of the Norns from Nornheim. Weird stuff, like I said, going on in Thor. Plus, Thor is starting to collect these mythical hammers. He's got Hellbringer, Deathbringer. He's got the ultimate Thor hammer. He's just got an arsenal of hammers now that Mjolnir is gone. So, Carnilla and Hela are married. Whether they stay married or not, we'll see. If that's going to unite the forces there to keep Malekith and Cinder out. You remember Cinder got whooped by Thor when he wore the crown of Hel, sent her away. So then Malekith has a new idea for her. He says, go and kill all the living instead. So yeah, Thor is full of war and violence right now. It's actually starting to get good again. Ever since Thor Odinson came back, they're starting to get a little better. I kind of miss Jane Foster, but now he's making me appreciate Odinson. Batman, Kings of Fear, comes out Wednesday, actually, the 22nd. This is a miniseries, 6 issues, dealing with, it looks like, mostly the Scarecrow. Anytime you say fear in Batman, it's probably going to be Scarecrow. Batman is kind of, you know, doubting himself anyway, so Scarecrow goes in and he orchestrates an Arkham Asylum takeover, riot, whatever, and starts working on Batman's fears. So we have 6 issues here that's going to focus a lot on Scarecrow being able to take advantage of your biggest fears, and he's going after Batman. Scarecrow, when written well, is a really good character. So let's see how Kings of Fear turns out. I don't know if this is going to be considered canon. It says part of DC Universe, so I got to believe it's going to be considered canon. Jack Ryan. Tom Clancy fans, his penultimate character, Jack Ryan, who rose through the ranks of CIA operative all the way up to president in the books, they're going to release the 5-film collection in 4K and Blu-ray. The only issue I have with that is if you watch it marathoned, the guy who plays Jack Ryan changes in just about every movie. It starts out with Alec Baldwin, Hunt for Red October, great movie. I think it was great not because of Baldwin, but more because of the Russian sub-captain. His name will come to me later. Anyway, it goes into 92's Patriot Games, which jumps into the Harrison Ford era. And I believe he was in Sean Connery. That's the name I was trying to think of in Red October. Sean Connery's character in Red October. He carried that film. Like I said, you jump into the Harrison Ford series. Then the next one, you know, Clear and Present Danger, was also Harrison Ford with the drug cartels. 2002, you see Ben Affleck as Jack Ryan. I like Ben Affleck. I thought he did okay in that one. I think Harrison Ford will be my favorite Jack Ryan. Ben Affleck's a close second. Then you close it out with another guy playing Jack Ryan, Chris Pine, the dude from Star Trek who plays Captain Kirk. He's also Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman if you don't watch Star Trek. So you got, you know, 4 guys there who have played Jack Ryan over a period of 5 movies. Like I said, almost every movie freaking changes, so it makes the continuity a little hard if you're going to watch them back to back. Otherwise, they're good movies individually. The August 21st is when this Blu-ray comes out. Also, like a week later, August 31st is when you're going to see the Jack Ryan series on Amazon, played by another actor. That's right, John Krasinski from The Office, or A Quiet Place if you like horror movies. So, you know, we got five movies in a series and 5 different actors playing the title role. So, yeah, if you have problems going from one to the other, I sympathize with you. I understand. It keeps changing. They can't get one guy on contract. And Star Wars, Poe Dameron comics, this character, at least for us, his comic doesn't sell real well. But there's a lot of stuff going on in his comic. They're talking about the Black Squadron, which they kind of left out of Force Awakens. They came and they kind of saved Rey's bacon there in Force Awakens, but it got cut for some reason. Black Squadron, the best fighter pilots in the galaxy, universe, whatever's biggest. They're the best ones around. They are out in force in Poe Dameron. In Poe Dameron, we find out just how bad it's not really a secret weapon. We find out how good the Empire is. They have their own, it's like a resistance to the resistance. They have their own dudes infiltrating. It's not just all stormtroopers and brainwashed guys and people forced into serving. they have some sympathizers who are going around as spies and infiltrating the alliance, the Rebel Alliance. This is causing a lot of problems on the Alliance planets. They are shaking up the political stuff there on those planets and making it easier for First Order to come in. First Order led by Kylo Ren. This is after Emperor Snoke was unceremoniously killed off in Last Jedi. So Kylo is running things right now. He's got some spies deeply embedded in different Rebel Alliance areas and causing a lot of unrest and turmoil on these Alliance planets, destabilizing them so it's easier for the Empire to just swoop in and take over. So interesting stuff going in on in Poe Dameron's comic. If you're not reading it, well, maybe you should start. Okay, we're going to end this on a a kind of a good silly note here. Sharknado. The final Sharknado played last night. It is they introduced time travel into Sharknado. The main character Ian Ziering goes back in time to try to stop the whole Sharknado thing from starting. They make so much stuff in there. You got Merlin's cat. You got the, King Arthur's castle. Merlin. Crazy dinosaurs. There's dinosaurs. Ian Ziering witnesses when he goes back in time. One of the Sharknado sharks kills and eats a unsuspecting T-Rex. So I don't want to say it, but Sharknado has jumped the shark in my mind. So much craziness. Ian Ziering and Tara Reid making a huge career comeback with this series. They've been in, I think, pretty much all of them. Craziness. Yeah, Sharknado, subtitle, It's About Time. Literally, it is about time, so we're going back in time. Wow. They're saying this is the final Sharknado. I kind of hope that's true. I think now they're just getting. I mean, it was silly to start with, but now we're getting ridiculous. Going back in time and having Sharknado eat dinosaurs. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, I hate to leave you on that note, but I'm going to. That is the Monday edition of the Daily Nerd Brief. I'm Troy Stegner, bringing you all the nerdy news worth knowing. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel, like this video, and leave a comment. Tell us what you think. If you don't do video, but you'd rather do podcast, hey, go to talknerdypodcast.com. You can download us. You can listen to us through your browser. You can even go, you iOS users, you can go over to iTunes and subscribe to us there and download us. Have me all up in your oral cavity. Okie dokie, that is, like I said, it for Monday. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.